You're listening to Moon Monkey with Matt and Andrew. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Hostiles, directed by Scott Cooper, who also did Black Mass and Out of the Furnace.
Hostiles starts off very, very bleak, opening scene, just to get out of the way. If you're of a squeamish nature,
yeah,
probably not. They really don't hold back in the first scene. But essentially, Captain Joseph Blocker is charged with escorting Chief Yellowhawk, played by Wes Studi, across a large section of America to Montana.
Yeah.
Because Yellowhawk is dying, so they're taking him and his family. The president has decreed that even though they're still doing a genocide against the Native Americans in the country, they're like, we're going to do a little photo opportunity, get Yellowhawk photographed, and we're going to let him go back to his Indian burial ground because he's got cancer and it's his last,
yeah,
his last few weeks beforehand. So it just follows their party of Christian Bale and Chief Yellowhawk across America, and they pick up people along the way.
And Yellowhawk's family as well, yeah, like his son and...
Yeah, son, his daughter, and his
yeah,
grandson. And, yeah. And it's, there's like maybe like Christian Bale has a small troop escorting them across,
yeah,
and they pick up the people from the first scene, Rosamund Pike, who is... lost her family and is, you know, getting over that too. And you've got all her emotional stuff,
yeah,
too as they go across the country.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's basically a film of sort of two enemies coming to terms with one another and sort of, I suppose, in some ways making amends for their pasts, I guess, in the case of Blocker. So, yeah, in the early scenes, I guess we could, like, say what happens in the early scenes. I mean,
yeah,
it's not much
it's not much of a
spoiler. Yeah, it's, like, right at the beginning of the film, you sort of see the Comanches come down on this farm and just, like, scalping the father and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, Rosamund Pike loses her family and she managed to escape in the woods. And right after that scene, you have a scene with Joe Blocker sitting as, like, a captain watching, like, an Indian get beaten up by... like the other officers in his group, and he's just sat eating something. We're not sure what it is. Could be a lemon, could be an apple.
I want to say lemon. I've no idea why we've eaten a lemon, but I think he may be.
But anyway, he's sat watching this thing and obviously doesn't care about the Indians. And as we learn, he has a lot of history with the Indians, and he's also committed terrible atrocities, killing women and children.
Yeah, there's like the guy that's been sent by the newspaper to the fort.
Mm.
To do the photo opportunity with Yellowhawk, describes Joe Blocker as having taken more scalps than Sitting Bull. So he's like,
yeah,
quite, he's saying like you've got as much war crimes as,
yeah,
you claim that the Native Americans have against.
He's yeah. Joe Blocker's reason for like not wanting to take Yellowhawk is because he's a killer and he's watched like some of his friends die at his hands and he's like butchered people. And basically, it's sort of like he's a hypocrite because he's done
exactly
the same things to the Native Americans.
So they really played that up as, you know, as evil as some of the Native Americans are being portrayed, the Union Army as just being as terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of like the irony or the hypocrisy,
yeah,
of the film. And the fact that it's titled Hostiles, it's sort of both sides are hostile, like both sides are evil. And the fact that, like, Blocker's constantly referring to savages and whatever... and it's sort of, you realise, like, well, like, he's just the same.
The whole movie is so bleak and everybody's so annoyed at each other and so, like, grumpy and,
yeah,
rough. And, like, you know, nobody's happy. Everybody is hostile.
Yeah.
It's the whole idea of it, really. But it's quite a tough watch, I think, because it is, from the opening scene, there's that brutal moment of violence where, like, a family gets wiped out and the dad gets scalped and children get shot and it really doesn't... There's like slow moments in the movie, and then nothing happens. But whenever something does happen in the cinema, and in the big screen, I was like, oh, you know, it really gets deep.
Well, the opening scene's such a shock, the violence and brutality, that every time after that, when there's a moment when they're attacked or they meet someone, like anything could happen.
Yeah.
And like even when they just go for their guns, you think, yeah, this film is not afraid of just killing,
yeah,
people off. So that sort of puts you on edge throughout the movie. Also, like, another great thing I felt the film did, really nice cinematography and, like, really great shots. And the landscape as well was portrayed as sort of hostile. Like, there's nobody living there. It's just wide, barren spaces. And, like, a couple of scenes later on when it's raining or when they're struggling through rivers and things, Yeah, you just sort of got this oppressive sense, like, everything's trying to kill you. Like, even the environment's hostile. All the other people in the world are hostile towards you. And it was sort of that, struggle to survive that it really captured.
It's a good one of the, like, revisionist westerns, like, looking back at the settling of America. And it's maybe not the romanticised myth of the West that some people like to think it is. It was quite a horrible, brutal place that involved genocide against, like, a native culture and stuff. Yeah. And it does, like, there's loads of characters throughout it that are really just asking for forgiveness for what has happened.
Yeah.
And all the baggage that goes with it. And can they move on from it? And some characters can't move on from it. And we'll never move on from it. And other characters have come to accept it and try and get on with their lives.
Well, there's, like, a couple of big scenes where, like, the characters are personally apologising for things they've done, and it's almost like the film itself is an apology for what happened to sort of Native American peoples during that period. But yeah, like a really well-made film. And another thing I liked about the film, the actors were all really good, and they gave them a lot of scenes where it was just like a dialogue between two people. Like, the film, it's slow-paced, which might annoy some people, but the film wasn't afraid to just have two characters sit and talk for, like, 5 minutes. It didn't feel like it needed to be action, action, action all the way through. It sort of took its time to sort of express ideas and themes and be about something. But there is action in there, and, like, the action scenes were also really well done.
Yeah.
But it felt as though there was a sense of realism in the fact that if they were really trekking this distance, there would be a lot of times when they were literally just walking on horseback or camping and not doing very much.
And like you said, the moments they did do that, they did that very well because they made it into this, like, beautiful vista of, like, long shots looking at the camp and looking at the surrounding area and going through the canyons and the forests and all the different parts of America. They did a lot. They went from, like, the kind of, like, harsh desert to the lush forest.
I think they started off in, like, New Mexico or something. Yeah. So they were, like, as far south as you can get and then up to Montana. But, yeah, it also sort of, because you had those sort of slower moments, like, when they did get attacked or when there was an action scene, it sort of jolted you back because you thought, like, oh.
And you also get the feeling that anybody can go.
Yeah.
Anybody can die.
Well, like, at the end, like, they have a scene towards the end of the film where the tension's so heightened. And, like, you're aware that something's going to happen, but they hold the moment for so long.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, maybe they're going to get out of it. But, you're just aware of something bad's going to happen to somebody. And it could equally be the hero as... Well, it could equally be, like, your main characters as the people they're against. Overall, like, great performances from Christian Bale and Rosamund Pike, Jesse Plemons. Like, all the supporting cast did a really good job. Like, there's some people who, again, just have sort of small roles in there, but all did a really good job. Like, commandos and the captains and things that they meet as they're travelling.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, everybody that was in it was good. I thought Christian Bale does kind of steal it, but he is, like, the main focus of the thing. And his journey and coming to terms with it. So they can maybe done a little bit more with Yellow Hawk, but they did have him enough. I felt like they could have done maybe just a little bit more Yellow Hawk and Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Having a bit of their backstory. That'd been good. But it is a bit slow paced, but I really like westerns anyway.
I felt with Christian Bale's character, he'd sort of already started on that journey maybe very early in the movie. Like, there wasn't a sense of, like, why he changed his opinion too much. I guess it's just because of what they're going through. Like, you have to kind of be paying attention to the film and what they're going through. But there wasn't, like, the moment of revelation. It was sort of, like, felt like he'd already sort of decided.
There, like, wasn't that big emotional arc, he felt like.
Yeah. But I did like the fact that it was sort of, like, a redemption story for him in a way. Overall, like, I enjoyed it, but the pace is pretty slow and it is really bleak. Like, you have to be prepared for, like, a sit and watch through some pretty dark and terrible stuff happening. But, like, looks fantastic, so even when there's not a lot happening with the characters, like, it's amazing to look at. And, like, yeah, like I said, with the, yeah, that really good script, really good acting. So overall, like, I would recommend it. And I'm not a huge fan of westerns, but I felt like this film had a really important message and, like, they got it across really well.
Yeah, I felt like it was a good western, and it was a bit slow, very bleak, like you're saying, but it's worth a watch if you do like westerns, but it is quite slow paced. It's very long as well.
Yeah.
It's over 2 hours. So yeah, if you've got the time, give it a watch.
Well, that was our review of Hostiles. Thanks for listening, and make sure to like and subscribe.